This is the Berman Method Podcast featuring Dr. Jake Berman and physician assistant Jenny Berman. We are here to treat problems and not symptoms. Disclaimer, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only and not to treat anyone or to give medical advice. If you are interested in any information that we are giving and would like to use this for yourself, we recommend that you contact your primary care physician or reach out to us and ask us questions about yourself specifically. Enjoy.
And we're rolling, baby. It is working. The SIM card, SD card is working on the Berman Method Podcast, where we're focused on treating problems and not symptoms. Dr. Jake Berman here with my beautiful co-host,
Jenny Berman, physician assistant.
Ain't no technical difficulties holding us back this morning. We're ready to go.
All right.
David against Goliath. The corporate medical system does not have your best interests in mind. They are focused on profits over patient outcomes time and time again. They will always choose client retention and profitable outcomes over curation. We've spent the past 200 plus episodes or 100 plus episodes giving you explicit factual examples on how this has been proven time and time again. And at the end of the day, it really comes up to you. You have to be your own advocate for your healthcare. You have to do your own research. You cannot do the old school way. You can't just go to your primary care physician and listen to what they have to say, and that's the end all be all. You have to do your own homework.
Right, majority of the time, and especially if your primary care is within insurance, because it's not to their fault that they are not providing you with all of the answers or the right blood testing as much as it is the insurance limiting them on what they are actually able to do for you, what they can order as far as blood testing goes, what kind of scans they can look at, how much time they can spend with you. This is all dictated by insurance companies.
Exactly. And I'll even take it a step further past it. Even if your primary care is out of network and doesn't take insurance, you've got to believe what they're saying. You've got to question what they're saying. I've said this multiple times over this podcast. Just because I'm saying it doesn't mean that it's the truth. Question me. And if you don't like what my response is, then ask somebody else. Keep searching till you find something that really resonates with you.
That is right. And just know that one person is going to specialize in one thing. They're not going to specialize in everything. So it may not be the answers that you need for your case.
Exactly. Perfect point is orthopedic surgeons specialize in orthopedic surgery. Orthopedic surgeons do not specialize in helping you avoid surgery. Orthopedic surgeons do not specialize in helping you recover from surgery. They are experts in performing surgery. It's not good, it's not bad that they don't specialize in helping you avoid it or helping you recover. It's not their specialty. They specialize in helping you get a new joint in there, replace the joint, replace whatever orthopedic condition it is.
Right. And then they have people they refer to for the rehabilitation part, for the healing from the surgery. They refer out for that. But are they referring you to the right ones?
Question it. Always question it. So anyways, today's topic, what I want to talk about today is the similarities between your healthcare and boats.
Boats like the boats you ride on in the water.
Yeah, motorboats.
Motorboats. Our body is like a motorboat. We've said before our body's like a car if we don't do the maintenance, but this is a little bit different.
Yeah, this is in the same book. Just a different chapter of it.
Okay.
And it's funny because we've spent the past month repowering our boat. So we bought this boat a couple of years ago from our really good friends, and we've used it almost every single weekend. What if we're in town and the weather is favorable, we're on the boat. And our record for both of our girls is that both Stella and Vera have been on the boat more weekends than they've not been on the boat for their entire lives. And it's just a big part of our life. Anyways, this boat that we bought, it's 20 years old. It had 20-year-old motors. And anybody that knows anything about boating, it's always something. Boats are just holes in the water that you throw money into because something is always breaking, right?
Right. Or needs upkept or replaced or something.
Yes, it's a continuous maintenance thing, continuously putting money into it in exchange for the events, the experiences that you get to experience with your friends and family and hopefully cherish those memories forever. So you're paying money in exchange for these hopefully good experiences, not bad ones where you're being towed home or anything like that.
Right.
So anyways, for the past week or the past month, we've been going through this process of repowering our boat. So we sold the old engines and found some new ones and we're repowering it. And it's been one thing after another. It's like you go into the project and you're like, okay, this is what it's going to take to get it done. And then once you get into that thing, it's like, oh, didn't see that one coming. Yep. Didn't see that one coming.
It's kind of like building a house. They tell you it's going to take 6 months and it's going to take 9 months. And they told us 2 weeks for the engines and now we're a month in.
Yeah. It shouldn't take more than 2 weeks to have this done. And for all the boaters out there, we went from Yamaha to Mercury. So that means that we had to completely redo everything. There wasn't anything that could stay. We had to redo everything. So anyways, the reason why I think that boats are very similar to your healthcare is because my stepdad says it best. He goes, and I'll respectfully say this, my stepdad is one of the most frugal people that I know. So he is very conscious about what he spends money on. However, when it comes to boats, he said these words explicitly. He goes, Jake, you never, ever, ever want to buy the cheapest version of whatever it is. Because you'll spend way more time and way more money replacing it three times than you would have spent if you would have just bought the nice one the first time. And he told me that when I first bought this boat. I've had boats my whole life, but I've never had a boat of this caliber. This was a much bigger, much nicer boat than I've ever been used to. And holy cow, is it true? Because there's always at least two versions of whatever it is that you want to replace on a boat. There's a cheaper version and there's a expensiver version.
Right.
And most of the time, it's a significant difference.
In cost. Initially, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you're looking at something on the shelf. You're looking at the cheaper version and the more expensive version. And most of the time, it's a minimum of 20% increase for the more expensive version.
Right.
So I'm sitting there looking at it going, they look like they could do the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just get the cheaper version? And then I always hear my stepdad's voice in the back of my head going, you don't want to do that.
Right.
If you buy that cheaper version, you're going to end up replacing it three times compared to the one time you'd have to replace it if you bought the more expensive version.
Right.
Same thing is true about your healthcare. I mean, Jenny, how many times has somebody set price shopped you?
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know what? I'm going to use my insurance and go to the physician's regional dietitian because they take my insurance.
Because they take my insurance and I'm on Medicare, so I don't have to pay a dime to go see them.
I mean, okay. Are you serious?
See you in 2 months.
Not even, because they usually are headstrong.
Right.
And they're like, no, I'm just going to keep doing this.
Right.
6 months later, 12 months later.
Right, right. Then they come back around and it's, you get what you pay for. Yes, your insurance pays for that dietitian. You're going to go see them once. You might follow up with them 4 weeks later, or you might follow up with them 3 months later. And when you're not making progress, that's frustrating that you just wasted 3 months of time that you could have invested in something different.
Exactly. Which is the exact opposite of you. How much do you think, do they pay anything when they go to the physician's regional dietitian?
With Medicare, they don't pay a dime. Their insurance, Medicare pays for all of it.
Okay, so let's do this. I love this because I've seen this multiple times over the years. When has the cheapest version of anything ever been the best version?
I don't know. Even cheap nail polish is not fun. That chips in like 3 days.
Exactly.
What's nail polish?
Anybody that's listening right now, if you're listening and you can argue that the cheapest version of whatever it is the best quality version, email me, text me, call me, snail mail me, smoke signal me, do something, because it doesn't freaking exist. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist.
Right. And we go through that even with supplements. Patients will be like, well, I'll find something cheaper as far as a supplement goes. Okay. It probably isn't going to go well for you because it's either going to contain garbage in it. It's going to have additives in it or gluten or dairy in your supplements, which should never be the case, or your body's just not going to absorb it.
And people don't realize what you're saying right there. Your body's not going to absorb it. I think the technical term of it, correct me if I'm wrong, is called bioavailability.
Right.
Bioavailability means it's your body's ability to actually absorb a nutrient or a supplement, meaning that if you drink 20 grams of protein, but it's some crap protein that is not synthesized the right way and your body sees it as a foreign intruder, it's not going to absorb it.
Right.
So there's not the bioavailability of it. I think I should have talked to you before we started recording this. I didn't know we were going to talk about this. I think that it's similar with not all proteins are created equal, meaning that a soy-based protein, if you consume 20 grams of soy-based protein, you really don't absorb all 20 grams versus if you consume 20 grams of meat-based protein or something like that. Isn't that the case?
Right. So it's the amount of enzymes that are within, or aminos or building blocks within that protein. It determines if it's a complete protein or an incomplete protein. So most soy-based products are not a complete source of protein. So you're not going to absorb as much protein as it says it is. It's just like collagen, right? Collagen is an added source of protein, but it is not a complete source of protein. So it's not going to give you all of the essential amino acids or all of the building blocks that your body needs for cellular regeneration, for muscle building, for protein building.
Okay. So just to be explicitly clear, you can't say that drinking a 20 grams of protein, soy-based shake is going to give you the same amount of fuel as consuming 20 grams of protein of steak or chicken.
Right. It's a correct.
Okay.
Yes. Simply.
Yep.
Yes.
Put it simply. So coming back full circle, the cheapest version of anything is never the best quality product. And again, text me, email me, whatever you think. If you think you've got this one unicorn that is the case, I want to know, because it's not true.
And quality for long-term benefit. I mean, it could be, you could be doing the cheaper option of something and it's benefiting you within the next 3 months, but what is that doing for you over a 6 or 12 month period? Right?
Yeah.
It's not just right now. It's what's its longevity.
Right. So I love using these analogies because it makes it hit home, because you can actually feel it, see it, and it just resonates better with me. A couple of weeks ago or a month ago, whenever we compared or we talked about how much money we spend on a mortgage and we only spend a fraction of our time in the house because we're not living in the house 24/7. We're only spending a third or 50% of our time in that house, but we'll spend $500,000, $1 million, multiple millions of dollars on a mortgage.
And a car.
Same thing for a car.
How much money do you spend on a car, and how much time are you actually, most people, sitting in your car?
Yep.
And for those of us who spend a lot more time in the car, you're usually in a company-owned car anyway.
Yeah. So we talk about all this money that we spend on our mortgage that we're barely in 50% of our life, all this money we spend on a car that we're in a fraction of our life, but we don't talk about how much money we're spending on our body, our flesh vessel, to paraphrase, what's his name? it's not relevant. The guy that we quoted from the podcast.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah, this flesh vessel. How much money are we spending on our body, this flesh vessel that we're in 100% of the time?
And we only get one of them.
We only get one. You can't just total it and get a new body.
Right. It's not like a car where you can drive it into the ground, or a boat. You can drive it into the ground, never doing the maintenance it requires, and just get rid of it and get a new one. Your body's not like that. You have to do the maintenance, and not cheap maintenance.
You can't do cheap maintenance. So to come back full circle to people price shopping you, price shopping me in the golf room, people price shopping me in the golf room, they're going, why do you charge $300 or $400 or $500 a session? I said, because of the amount of time and research and energy that I put into developing the Berman method of golf performance. This is not like anything else in the world. And I know that for a fact, because 100% of the customers that have done business with me say the same exact words. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced this before.
Right, right. You just had a couple of weeks ago in the office, somebody that told you to your face, you were not my first choice. In fact, I went somewhere else and you told me I'll talk to you in a month. And I said, no, don't call me back. And sure enough, you call me back in a month and here I am. And it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, that was in the physical therapy room. For whatever reason, when she called in, I didn't answer the phone. I didn't call her back. And it was 2 days later when I called her back. We had some staffing changeups. Anyways, when I called her back, she goes, I already found somebody. And I'm going to give them a try. I really wanted to come see you, but I'm going to give them a try. I said, okay, I'm going to call you next week. She explicitly said, don't call me next week. I'll call you if I want to change. Of course, I called her a week later and she goes, I'm started over here. I just wanted you to know, though, you really were my first choice. And I really appreciate all the reaching out that you've done and all the material you've sent me. I'll refer my friends to you. I'm sticking with this person, though.
Don't call me back.
Don't call me back. A month later, I run into her at the front door of my office. She's leaving her second or third session. And she goes, Jake, I just want you to know that I'm doing better. Mm. And it's because you wouldn't stop bothering me. Mm-hmm. I'm spending way more money here than what I was spending at that other place. But I'm actually getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it shows, you know, depending what you put your money into, could she have been better a month ago than she is right now? She's getting better, but she just spent a month somewhere else where she's not getting better.
Exactly.
Because it was cheaper for her. Yeah.
It's all about time, really. It's about how much time do you want to spend going down the wrong road versus on a straight and narrow, a straightened path from point A to point B. Point A is where you're starting. Point B is the finish line. Versus you go the cheaper route, you got point A, B, C, D, E, F. Oh, wait, now I'm back full circle, back to point A. Or wait, I'm back behind. I've regressed. I haven't even gotten anywhere. Then you might have a chance at getting at the finish line.
Right. So what's your time worth?
What is it worth?
What's your body worth?
What's your body worth?
What is your mental state worth? I mean, think about it. If you're not getting better, if you're staying the same or you're regressing, it's putting a lot of stress on the mental side of things, on the emotional side of things, on your stress axis, which is then making you gain even more weight because your body is stressed out.
Right.
So, yeah.
So here's something that I think we should do. I think that we should challenge our listeners to look at their checkbooks, if you still have checkbooks. Look at your credit card statements and go back for the past 6 months and look at what are you spending your money on and make categories. Spending money on fun, going out to eat, exercise, health and wellness, nutrition, medication. What are some other categories? Obviously, utilities and all that other stuff, but categorize everything. And then look at how much money have you spent on your health and wellness over the past 6 months. When you see the astronomical difference between you're spending $10,000 a month on your mortgage, on your car, on having fun, on restaurants, on alcohol, and you're spending on average $38 a month on your health and wellness for that gym membership that you go to once every other week,
right?
Maybe it'll make a little more sense.
Right. Touché.
Versus the people that have come to us over the years. It's so funny because when people, when employees first come into our world, they usually are shocked to see how many visits people have come to see us, where I've consistently, because I've been in business longer than you, I'm almost in 10 years, where I've consistently got regulars that have come to our office sessions over 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's over 100 sessions out of pocket. They're paying for their own health, investing in their own wellness.
Right.
Nobody else is paying for that. They're paying for it.
Right.
And then I've got a handful of others that are over 200 times. And then the all-stars that are over 300 times. It's like, oh my goodness. And they're our happiest customers.
Right.
The people that have spent the most money with us are the happiest ones.
That's right.
Because they've got the biggest transformations.
Right. Their biggest return on investment, for sure.
Yeah. Good.
Awesome.
So that's your homework. Go to your checkbook. Go to your credit card statements for the past 6 months and do it. Just do it. You don't have to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and just get a ballpark idea. This is how much I've spent on rent. This is how much I spent on mortgages. This is how much I spent on my car. This is how much I spent on restaurants. That one might shock you. How much money have you spent on restaurants in the past 6 months? Then, how much money have you spent at Berman?
Right.
Good?
Yes. Have a great Monday or a great week.
Yes.
Even if it's not Monday. Have a great 7 days.
Ciao for now.
Ciao for now. Thank you for subscribing on your social media and podcast platforms to the Berman Method. Dr. Jake Berman with Berman Physical Therapy and Jenny Berman, Physician Assistant with Berman Health and Wellness. You can find more information on our website, www.bermanpt.com for physical therapy, bermanpt.com/wellness for the health and wellness. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and on your podcast platform. So be sure to follow us, like us, subscribe to us. And if you would like any further information, definitely visit our website and reach out to us. You may also find our free reports on the websites as well, where you can download this free information for yourself. Have a great day.